In Ephesians 5, 3 through 8, and Romans 1, 29 through 32, Galatians 5, 19 through 21, these verses list a number of different sins. At the end of Galatians chapter 5, verse 21, after Paul lists the number of sins, the last thing he says, "and such like," which means they have similar meaning to those verses that are listed there in those verses. Committing any of these sins and not repenting of them will cause eternal separation from God. A person sometimes deems some sins that are worse than others, but not in God's sight. Lying is no worse than stealing. Stealing is no worse than drunkenness. Drunkenness no worse than murder or covetousness, and cursing or fornication or being homosexual. Paul says in Ephesians 5:5 that those who commit such things do not have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Some sins have far-reaching effect than others. Some involve only one person, while others may involve many. Ephesians 4:26, Paul there says, "Be you angry as an individual and sin not." Titus 1 verse 7, "But a bishop is not to soon be angry or quick-tempered." Why? Effect it may have on others. All these sins that are listed in these verses we have quoted, one can get forgiveness of. They're personal sins, more or less, that we do. But the one word I want to look at tonight with you is the word bitterness. It's used 4 times in the New Testament. It's never used in the Old Testament. This word differs from all the sins listed above, in that those above, forgiveness can be obtained. Can bitterness receive forgiveness? Yes, if a person is able to do that. But as we go through this, as we look at this, of what bitterness is, you draw your own conclusion. Bitterness is a danger to the soul. At times it means bitterly, bitter, anger, discontented, others, calamity, to grieve, sorrow, provoke, or grieve. These words are used in the Old and New Testament, and only the word bitterness is used in the New Testament 4 times. It's used as a noun, meaning condition of extreme wickedness. Gall of bitterness, hatred, metaphorically, of the root of bitterness producing bitter fruit. So a person who is bitter, what does he produce? He don't produce good fruit. He produces, or she, bitter fruit. Acts 8 and verse 23, when Peter told Simon the sorcerer, "For I see that you are poisoned in the gall by bitterness." Romans 3:14, "whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness." Ephesians 4:31, "let all bitterness be put away from you." And Hebrews 12 and verse 15, "lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled." Vines, states the word, means condition of extreme wickedness, a bitter hatred that produces bitter fruit. Strong, states the word, means having a sharp pungent, which means cutting, biting, or sarcastic taste or smell or poison. It causes hurt, resentment, anger, and even anger that can build up in our hearts, ill feelings, and coldness in one heart. He can rob you of peace and joy. He can open the door to Satan. He can lead the lost to the loss of a good friend, makes peace impossible, and many others. Bitterness and anger are not the same word. Anger can pass quickly. Bitterness does not. Anger is not always bad. Bitterness is. We cannot control anger. Bitterness controls us. Anger is about present hurt. Bitterness is about what hurt us in the past. And anger is loud, but bitterness is quiet. Just simply meaning when a person is bitter at someone else, they very ever show that. They keep it to themselves. How does bitterness take root in one's heart? Before there can be root, there must be a seed. A seed is planted and then begins to grow. Root means that which exists beneath the surface. that someone who is bitter we may never know towards us. They may not reflect it, but they do have bitterness maybe towards us. The seed is planted when someone perceives they have done wrong, or you were wronged or hurt. Sometimes one who hurts someone does it unintentionally, being insensitive to what they said or did. And sometimes the hurt is deliberate. The result of bitterness, it causes a person who holds to it to do harm and robs one of peace of mind and joy in life. It saturates your mind. All one thinks about. It's always, say, Donnie done something to me that's a gall of bitterness in it. It aggravates me. Although I never may make it known to someone, I keep that within me. As long as I keep that within me, that's going to keep me from repenting. And most of the time, it stays there. We have a lot of situations in life. If you may have a job and your boss promotes you over someone else, and that person wanted to get that job, he don't feel bad towards the boss. He feels bad towards the one he gave it to. And so you have like that comes up, and that bitterness is kept inside that person. It just continues to grow and grow and grow. It just saturates one's mind. It takes away the peace of mind and all joy of life in them. It's all one thinks about. You cannot get over it and rid it from your mind. A writer named S.I. McMillan, in his M.D. book, None of These Diseases, stated, "The moment I start hating a person, I become that bitter person's slave. Why? I cannot enjoy life. He or she, who is bitter towards me, controls my life, always on one's mind, and bitter will defile others around you, your children, friends, or whatever, those who are overcome with bitterness." In our scripture reading, 1 Thessalonians 5:14 through 22, Paul there writing, he says, mentions these, "See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone. Rejoice always. Do not let others take away your joy in Christ. Pray without ceasing. Abstain from all forms of evil." So bitterness one has towards us can take away the joys that we have. And it's something they never get over. Bitterness is hard to overcome, but can be done. John 1 and verse 8, 1 John 1 and verse 8, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Admitting that one has bitterness in them is hard to admit, because it's not that you brought this on, but was done by some other person who hurt you. One feels justified this way because they were the person that was wronged by someone else." Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, "Let not bitterness and wrath and anger, clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be a kind-hearted one towards another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." In James 3, 14, "But if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth." So we can see that word, the danger of that word, and how we need to never become bitter. I know in land and stuff, when parents die and they give certain portions to their children, sometimes that conflicts with the children of that family, and they separate. I know of people that's happened to. We had ours that was divided, but we started with the older and went to the younger. There was no problem with anyone. But when somebody says, "I'm giving this land to such and such, and that's what I wanted," and I'm not bitter towards the one that gave it, but I'm bitter towards the one that got it. And that just don't ever leave. It could, a person can make it, but very seldom, as we mentioned here, does bitterness ever leave a person because they think they have been done wrong, when in reality, they have not. If you're tonight and you've not obeyed the gospel, God has granted you another opportunity to do so. He's given us life again another day. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You're willing to repent of your sins, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, be baptized for the remission of sins, you arise to walk in newness of life. You have done that, and while walking in newness of life, you have stumbled. You seek God through prayer, ask for repentance to be granted, and once again be joined together. with the Heavenly Father. If you're ready to come forward, if you've not obeyed the gospel, you're here now, you do this as together we stand and sing.